BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One.
Two. Let's go.
Scott Mills. I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
Today's Scott Mills Daily is huge. We have a big announcement about the show to start things off. Then an excellent Ho! Game, one of my faves for a while. Is it going to be me or Chris winning bangers today? Mark Ronson is on the show to review his live lounge and a brilliant story about who he asked to play at his wedding. And there's a Chris Stark guide to Warwick University if you're a fresher. Oh, and Jay's 18 today. He's got his driving test. On our advice, ate a banana before he took the test. Apparently really helps.
Mm.
But did he pass? Find out on this podcast.
One.
Chris, you look super awake, and I know you must have had minimal sleep.
Well, no, I'm fine. I'm good. For me, it was a bit of a long journey last night. I was DJing in Plymouth, so Obviously Plymouth to get to where Radio 1 is, it's a bit of a journey. But I'm good.
Yeah, you look
great.
Brace
and freshers, man.
How was it?
Yeah, good. And also, do you know what I love? So many people seem to love Superfan Steve that we do. I might as well just go out and meet people as Steve now.
Why don't you just change your whole persona?
Well, maybe. Maybe we just bin
you
Chris
off. Yeah.
Yeah. And just every day it's Steve.
Chris and Steve.
Yeah.
Scott and Steve.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Fender was raving about Superfan Steve yesterday as well.
And so
I
maybe we just do that.
I do hear it a lot. When I was doing a freshers gig a couple of weeks ago and in Scotland, and once again, a lot of people were Steve-ing
me.
And it's not even me, you know?
Scott Mills.
I'm so excited for the Who game because I'm all backed up. I've got loads. Just after two today, think of something a bit retro and give it an almighty
Hello!
Can I do one now? Because I've already got one.
Oh, can I do a sneaky one?
Go on.
Wii boxing.
David Blaine in a glass box.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Michelle, how can we help?
Hi, yeah, it's my son's 18th birthday today and he's got his driving test in about 2 minutes' time, and I made him eat a banana before he left.
Yes, good work.
We talked about this on the show before we were off for a week. Apparently it works in terms of driving tests. If you eat a banana beforehand, increases brain power and facilities.
But we've just had loads of people that have been trying this banana thing before and then passing. We don't know if a fail yet, so good news, you've done the right thing there.
Oh, fingers crossed, it's his fifth test as well.
Oh, bless. What's his name?
Jay Andrews.
Andrew, and he's...
Jay Andrews.
Oh, Jay Andrews, okay.
Oh, well, we need to know how he does now.
I know, so in about an hour's time, we should find out.
Right, message us back, maybe when he's back home, and we'll talk to him, wish him happy birthday, and hopefully on the fifth time, because of the banana, he will have now passed his driving test.
Yeah,
let's hope for good news. Yeah, lovely.
That'll be good on his birthday as well.
Oh, no. Fingers crossed.
Message us back.
Scott Mills.
Okay, big announcement about the show coming next. And we've got Joel Corry, who popped in to see us yesterday, didn't he? He was just in the building.
Mm.
Them gains, though.
Yeah.
How do you do a DJ tour of all the resorts all summer and still be in that shape?
I agree. But I would say as the summer starts to fade away, so is his tan. And I did say this to him yesterday. I worry that when he's doing all the resorts and everything, he's like fully charged. He's like when your phone's on full battery.
Yeah.
But now that the summer's just going away, not as many gigs for some reason. The tan is just—it's like summer is sort of leaving his body.
Yeah, but
when it eventually finally goes and that tan completely goes, that's when I call summer over.
When Joel Corry's tan goes.
Yes.
No, but he'll be, now you said that to him yesterday, he'll be bang on the bed. He would have gone straight on after.
And let's hope the weather picks up with that.
Absolutely, let's. I mean, we used to DJ a lot of those resorts, right?
Mm.
And we were not on the chicken, rice and protein powders.
No, we weren't.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I just remember what I did yesterday. What an absolute cringe.
What have you done?
When Joel Corry was filming something next door yesterday, I walked in halfway through when they were filming and I went, sorry, get it?
Oh, he must. I see it enough here. It happens everywhere. It's almost like it's getting to the stage where I think, if you rhyme Corry with sorry, in any circumstance, you should get a punch on the arm.
Absolutely. So, here we go. It's been a long, hot summer. A summer of love. A summer of Love Island. But there has been something missing from this long, hot summer of lust. Radio's most popular and only conception feature is back by popular demand. Where do you think they were is returning, Chris.
Well, listen, it's a proud day, massive day. Shout it from the rooftops, people.
Do you remember that time when Billy's mum, Serena, found that poem? Serena, does the poem have a title?
I was a postwoman, he was a plumber.
OK, take it away.
I'd like to be a spanner so you can hold me in your hands. I'd like to be a radiator so you can show me all the plans of where you're going to screw me, up the wall or on the floor, and where you're going to position me, in the bedroom or the hall.
Billy, you OK?
No.
This is ridiculous.
I hope we have some good hard frosts, and then I'll spring a leak. Then you can come and lag me, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. And just to keep you guessing, I'll give you one more clue. There's nothing royal about me when I send this card to you. There you go.
I mean, it's...
I must have walked an extra 10 miles missing deliveries with that going on in my head that morning.
That was...
But, yeah.
That was actually beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I was quite proud of that.
Yeah,
Billy,
really
Billy, what do you make of that?
That was many things, but I wouldn't call it beautiful. Oh,
I really forgot the detail of that poem. Just been reminded. And then there was that time when Abby found out from her mum where she was made. In the orchestra pit at a theatre.
There would have been instruments sort of just lying around, right? Were you tempted?
We were very near the timpani.
Were you... You it's weren't just... tempted to introduce a trumpet to proceedings.
It's just so easy to... Oh, ow! So easy to lean up against them, isn't it?
So, I mean, one wrong move and...
One wrong move and a piece of scenery could have fallen over.
Exactly. And then there was a time where Dad Andrew revealed that his wife had a sexy back that he found very attractive.
I'm bringing sexy back. Hello there, boys.
Go on, Andrew.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes.
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, no, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong and it's.
Dirty baby.
I'm done. So many great moments on the previous season of Where Do You Think They Were? Now, you know what I'm going to ask. That's right. I need you to ask your parents if they would come and give the details of where and when you were made on the new series of Where Do You Think They Were? I'm just one email away, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
And don't leave this to someone else. Don't be thinking, oh, loads of people listen to Radio 1, so someone else will do it. You, listening right now.
You.
Could be you. You. Talking to you.
You. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, we've got something to... I'm not going to say bribe you, but it is. If you take part, we will send you a Mills and Stark Where Do You Think They Were sticker.
That's right, Scott. I've been working hard with the marketing department here at BBC Radio 1. Greg James has got billboards and adverts everywhere at the moment. But good news, people, we've got some stickers.
Yeah, they finally gave us the money.
I'll give you a rough idea of the current design. We've got an egg... and the sticker will also have two sperms sort of swimming towards the egg with our faces on.
Two cute little sperms there, look.
And we'll have a caption on there as well, basically saying that you found out how you were conceived on Where Do You Think They Were on BBC Radio 1.
Now, I've seen the stickers, and they're really good. I know it's only a sticker, but imagine you could stick it on your laptop, on your car, on your toilet seat, on your mum's face.
Yeah, anywhere.
And it's the Radio 1 logo, our heads as sperms, and the wording, my parents told me where I was conceived, live on Radio 1.
Now, look, we're doing all of this because we need people to get involved. We need you to step up. It is awkward, right, but it's entertaining for everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're up for it, or if you know of a friend that might be up for it, you need to get in touch with the show.
That's right. Get one of these stickers. be a hero. Step up. For the new series of Where Do You Think They Were? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Here we go. It's time for the Who game on BBC Radio 1. It's really satisfying. Think of something from the past and just give it a huge Who! It can be an item, it can be a person, it can be a TV show, an advert, anything that maybe is slightly no longer relevant.
You are right, though. It's a proper release, isn't it?
Oh, it feels so good.
When you get it out there, it's like, I just really need to say this thing. I need to give it a massive Who.
It's like an explosion.
Yeah, word vomit.
So it's me and Chris and a bunch of you, the Radio 1 listeners, who have all got some. We keep going until someone gets stuck and can't think of another one, or the dreaded timer appears, which means, sadly, we're about to run out of time. Let's play the Who game.
Are you going to start?
I'll start, OK.
Just throw that ball up and give it a serve, yeah?
Here we go. Hello, Moto. Who?
Hello, Moto.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon K. He's not the Who.
No,
there was two options here with Vernon. We've gone with the latter. It's just Vernon K. saying, keep on bouncing.
I thought you were going to go for the other one.
Yeah, I know. Maybe another game.
Let's not.
You remind me, Scott. Was it keep on bouncing or keep it bouncing?
I think it was keep on bouncing, wasn't it?
Bouncing.
Hang on. Maybe it was keep it bouncing. People will know.
But keep it bouncing sounds dodgy.
Yeah.
Keep it bouncing.
From his maths question.
Yeah. Big love to you, Vernon, if you're listening.
We love you, Vern.
Keep it bouncing.
Line one, who's that, please?
Hi, my name's Tom. I'm 29. I'm from Bristol.
Go on, then.
Calling yourself a chocoholic.
Rubbish. That really was a thing, wasn't it? Oh, I'm a chocoholic, me. Line two, who's that, please?
Hi, my name's Amy Budge from Shetland.
Good.
Hello.
You got Who Shetland? It's still very much on. Hello, Shetland Islands.
Hello.
Hello. What have you got for me?
Strawberry Hubba Bubba.
Hello!
Hello!
Good one. Line three, who's that?
It's Ryan from Bedford.
Go on, Ryan.
Hedgehogs that taught you to cross the road.
Oh!
Great
one. What was that?
Yes, the hedgehogs teaching you to cross the road.
Oh, yes.
Green cross code, I think it was. Hello! but with hedgehogs.
Line four, who's that, please?
Hi, it's Nikki from Culture Star.
Yes, Nikki.
The Crusher adverts. Hello!
Yes, Crusher adverts.
What was that, a milkshake?
Yeah.
Back to me. Washing machines last longer with Calgon.
Washing machines live longer with Calgon.
Have they been that off now?
I don't know.
Love children.
What do you mean?
Being a love child. Feels a bit 90s.
True. When was the last love child?
You just
heard
don't get them anymore.
You don't, do you?
Unless one's listening now, in which case get in touch. If you're
8119.
If you're a love child.
Tom!
Live wire file sharing.
Amy!
Valencia Instagram filter.
What happened to the Valencia filter? Is it still on?
That was the only one I used.
Nobody uses it now.
No, but they really did. Ryan!
BBM me.
Oh! Scott Mills.
Paris Hilton saying, that's hot.
That's hot.
We get it, it's hot.
Great one. A compass.
Ho!
Yeah.
Like a really sharp one from school.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, you can have that one as well. Mm. I was thinking like off of navigation.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, I'll take the sharp one as well.
Amy!
Microsoft Word Art.
I think we still have that on the computers here at the BBC.
Mm.
Ryan.
The Jaffa Cake advert lady. Oh!
Who?
The Jaffa Cake advert lady. Like, full moon and takes
part
of the Jaffa
total eclipse.
Cake. Oh, good. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Extra minty strips.
You used to love those. You had those in the studio not that long ago. Oh, dreaded timer.
Oh, timer. Do you mean the Listerine ones?
I don't know. It was just minty and you put it on your tongue and
yeah,
it dissolved.
Like, yeah, I used to love those. They're still on in America. Sorry, the timer's going.
Go.
Me.
Quick.
Kaiser.
The Kaiser Chiefs.
Tom.
Brangelina.
Brangelina. Amy.
Wearing a vest up over a longer vest up.
Nikki.
The word ream.
Yes, Joey Essex. And that's it. We're out of time. That was an excellent Who game today. Thanks to all involved. Thanks, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bring it in and I'll bring it back.
Have you seen the video of Sonia from EastEnders doing this?
No, I've just seen a couple of messages about it, though.
It's absolutely everything.
Is it? Because I just searched Sonia chat.
Oh, please.
And I can't find it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Is it?
Right. If anyone has it, can you send it on Twitter to us, please?
So what's going on?
It's Sonia from EastEnders doing that.
This song?
Yeah, Galem chat, Mandem chat.
Oh, I've got to see this.
JK, local, and chat on Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jules.
Hello, Scott Mills.
It is good to speak to you. I'm excited to speak to you, Jules.
Hello, yes, I'm fine. Should I do my Steve voice?
Yeah, if you like.
Oh, you want to do a Steve voice? Yeah, super fan Steve.
Go on, then.
Steve.
You were saying this earlier. This is all people say to me. I just look at me. Steve.
Chris is actually considering changing his whole personality to just be Steve.
It seems to be more popular.
I think what I found out from Superfan Steve is I think he has some sort of like autism.
I think what it is is like he's just a very nervous person because he's basically getting the chance to interview his favourite celebrities.
His absolute faves.
Ever.
Yes.
And that's how it is. So, Jules, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Oh, it depends, but it's got to be Chris.
Yeah, it's Chris mostly, is it?
It's me.
Now, I know you're going back to uni on Monday, aren't you?
I am going back to uni on Monday.
Okay, what one are you at?
DUEA, like Greg James.
Oh, yes. Famous alumni Greg James.
I cannot wait, Jules, to play you my banger today, and I really hope you choose it. It's so weird, and I'm actually going to film Scott's reaction to it here because it's just extraordinary. I actually don't remember choosing it. I think I may have had a couple of drinks when I chose it, to be honest with you, but all good. Scott, what's your banger choice?
Oh, I'm going first, am I?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Oh, tune.
Yeah, boo, that's more like it.
Go on, Jules.
Yeah.
I haven't told you mine yet.
I think we've got a winner.
Go on, Jules. Okay, well, I'm gonna put the case forward because I've not heard this song on Radio 1.
My one, by the way, is Joey Negro, Make a Move on Me.
I've not heard my banger choice on Radio 1, I don't think ever. And my banger choice is this, Scott.
Are you filming me?
Yeah. This is the forgotten classic by Shakira, Underneath Your Clothes.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's, as I said, I think it was a couple of drinks, but it is a banger. If you stick with it, it will be wonderful. It will be an absolute moment.
Jules, it's all up to you.
Chris, I know I've been picking you for a long, long time. But I think you had too many drinks the night before.
Come on, Jules, make me happy.
Scott Mills.
Yes. You're a legend. Thank you.
Dr. Ruja persuaded millions of people to join her financial revolution. And then she disappeared. One of Europe's richest women, someone who looks set to change the world, had vanished into thin air. I'm Jamie Bartlett. And for the last 6 months, I've been on the hunt to try to find the missing crypto queen. And it gets far weirder than I thought possible.
Kidnapping, kidnapping, killing. All those from the traditional bank. This is the trick that they do.
It's cult. It's very cult-like.
It starts to get very, very, very scary. Very, very, very fast.
Subscribe to The Missing Crypto Queen on BBC Sounds.
What a banger! Although I would quite like to play Shakira.
That's what I mean. Like, look, it's not the greatest song ever made.
No, that's She-Wolf.
But yeah, exactly. But I would have liked to have heard it. I'm being honest there. Yeah, I'm slightly disappointed.
Do you want me to slip it in for you a bit later?
Oh, would you?
I would.
Is it weird? Is the? All right.
No.
Everyone.
Oh,
No, it's the slip it in thing.
Oh, sorry.
It's childish.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I thought everyone
was talking about slipping it in later in the show.
That Shakira song.
Yeah.
God, you're also like, where are your minds, all of you? God.
So immature, yeah.
Yeah, so immature.
I would really like to hear it if possible. Right. But again, I appreciate it might just be a rubbish song.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to sit with the rest of the songs this afternoon. But let me think about it.
Yeah.
People don't seem keen in here. Just you. All right. Okay, we need to speak to Michelle, whose son, Jay, has his fifth driving test today. After hearing it on this show, she made him eat a banana on his birthday, which is today, his 18th birthday, before taking the test. Michelle, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Is he back?
Yeah, he stood in front of me.
Can I speak to Jay?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I don't know the tone of this at all.
There you go.
Okay.
Hello.
You're all right, mate.
Are you all right?
You're all right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Cheers.
So, you ate a banana before your test today. We've been hearing from so many listeners over the last few weeks that if you do eat a banana, or maybe even two, before taking your driving test, it's a 100% pass.
Yeah, definitely. I passed.
What? Oh, he's just banged that one out, isn't he?
Like, I was really trying to make that a thing there.
You passed?
Yeah!
On your fifth time?
Yes.
Oh, let's go!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yeah.
Right, also, Michelle, your acting was superb there, because you were like, yeah, you can speak to him.
I know, well, I'm good at that.
You were really good.
I was in for you. Where's the first place you're going to go in your car?
Where's the first place you're going in your car?
Don't say the Swan Centre, Eastleigh.
Pardon?
Not the Swan Centre. Go somewhere better.
I don't want to go there.
No. Drive through.
I mean, it's very nice.
For a haircut.
Going for a haircut, okay. Should we do it again, Jane, if you could be a bit more excited?
Go for it.
All right, cool. We've heard that if you eat a banana or even two and then take your driving test, it's a 100% pass.
Yeah!
Have you done it?
Yeah!
Say, I've passed my driving test, Scott!
Yeah, I passed my driving test, Scott!
Come on! He's passed his driving test!
Slightly better.
One. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I'm pleased for Jay on his 18th as well, that's really good.
We've got a buzz off that, actually.
Yeah. Max in Bristol was same. Look, had my Class 1 lorry test 2 weeks ago, had a banana beforehand, and bang, done it. So listen, if you have got a job interview coming up, or maybe a driving test, or I don't know, maybe you're like having a baby during the show, let us know and we will get you on before and after, and then you can either celebrate or commiserate with the rest of the UK.
Yeah, I like this. We can follow people's stories in real time.
Yeah.
Like that.
And we'll make you eat a banana before.
Yeah.
Just to carry on.
Any of those things.
Yeah, just to see if the theory is continuing or whether that last one was just luck, but I don't think so.
No, I love it, because you just get invested in people's lives like that. Like, I don't know, Jay. I'm absolutely buzzing he's passed his driving test.
People are like, I need to hear it, I've rearranged a meeting. But yeah, well done to Jay. If you've got anything coming up that you think we can speak to you about, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Look who's sat opposite me now. Hello, Mark Ronson.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I thought you were reaching for like an applause button and then I got it threw me off a minute.
Oh, no, but if you want to applause.
No, I don't. I just didn't want to miss the cue. Let's do it again. Hi. Good afternoon, Mark Ronson.
Come on.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
We never do applause. We should do this more.
No. Okay, I'm an idiot. Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you for doing the Live Lounge today, for gracing us with your presence once more.
Yeah, I think that they figured out that maybe we've done about 5 or 6 Live Lounges at this point, so I'm excited every time, and I like to play live with really good singers, so why not?
Mm. And Yeba is the best.
She's one of the greatest singers I've ever recorded. I mean, she really is like up there in the top 5, and she's just starting. Like, I mean, she's got the duet on the Ed Sheeran album on Sam Smith, but like, her own record when it comes out, I really think people are going to be excited about her.
That's huge praise, top 5 for someone like yourself. I mean, sadly, it means someone then has to drop out of it.
Yeah. Oh no, who's left the top 5?
I don't know. I don't want to get into that, but I definitely think that it's nobody's fault. It's just Yeba came along.
Yeah.
So she really just has an extraordinary voice, and you know, between Amy and Lady Gaga, Adele, Bruno, there's some really good.
Wow.
Well, some amazing singers. Oh my God.
When you just throw it out casually like that, I forget.
Well, it's
I mean, it's quite the list.
I'm also old. So like if you get to be as old as me, you're going to have worked with a lot of people.
I mean, it's an impressive list.
Thank you.
Hey, you know you said about the applause before. If you want me to give the interview extra pizzazz, I've got some little
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean?
That's cool. That's our drummer, Chris.
That's the production that we can offer someone like Mark Ronson.
Absolutely.
Okay. There we go.
Like a super producer such as Mark Ronson. There we are. Right, so shall we now review your Live Lounge? Would you like to hear it?
Do I have to? Can we just... like, no, because I'm excited, but it's also like listening back to your voice on a machine and I'll hear all the mistakes and the things.
But there weren't mistakes.
Okay, yeah, I'm happy to hear it. Okay.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
Mark Ronson, in the Live Lounge.
Piano.
Think about it.
Vocal.
There must be higher love down in the heart of hidden in the stars above. Yeah, bring me a higher love. Oh, bring me a higher love. Where's that higher love I've been thinking of?
I think because Yeba's a church singer, she's the daughter of a pastor and she's from Arkansas, so like she manages to find the church in like any song. It's got a lot of soul in it, of course, but I just like how good she just sounds when it's just stripped back. Yeah, but just her voice and piano.
Hair on neck situation there.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You know, like a little...
Oh, that's really
I just don't know how you can make a happy song happier until you hear that.
Right.
I was a songwriter, I think that would be one of the songs that I wish I'd written.
It's really up there.
It's a great song.
And Steve Winwood, for me, like, he's just one of my favourites and all that higher love. And, you know, he did the original Valerie, right? That Eric Prydz turned into Call On Me.
Yeah.
And Traffic and all his early stuff. No, I'm kind of obsessed with it. I stalk him a little bit. He's like the only OG musician, him and Stevie Wonder, that I stalk.
Yeah. Actual stalk, yeah.
You like just kind of like,
outside
hey,
the house,
like every 5 years, like, you want to make a record? Like,
do you?
That's
awesome. To Stevie as well?
Yeah. I tried to both get them to play my wedding, but they were both busy that week.
That's massive.
And you didn't consider moving the wedding, or?
I didn't. And you know, I'm not married anymore, so maybe that would have been a lot of, not wasted. It's not right to say.
Try again another time.
Do it again
maybe
next
with
time.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Right, chances are they'll be free in the next time. Listen, thank you for an incredible Live Lounge. As ever, knocked out of the park today. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Catherine.
Good afternoon.
So, you have applied for one of Chris Stark's Guide to Britain. Where are we doing it for then?
The University of Warwick.
It's a lovely university. Me and Scott have DJed at, well, for the uni a number of times. So are you a fresher at university?
Yes, I'll be doing first year at Warwick. But I did already do a first year at Queen Mary University, but I transferred, if that makes any sense.
Okay, cool. So are you at the university at the moment, or are you going there?
I start this Saturday, so that's my move-in day. So very, very soon. I know.
Are you excited?
I am, but I'm just a bit nervous, I can't lie. There's always a bit of nerves there.
Yeah, the same for every fresher at the moment, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone's feeling that.
I get the nerves before freshers. Like, I was exactly the same before I started at university. It's all perfectly natural. And I'm sure when you get there, you're going to have an amazing time. But maybe I can help with those nerves by giving you a bit of a guide to the university.
Okay, we'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Catherine's on with us.
Hi.
You're on Radio 1 and you're about to get a guide to your brand new university, which is...
the University of Warwick.
Here is the University of Warwick, Chris Stark, Guide to Britain.
Warwick, Warwick, or not Warwick, as the university actually finds itself perched precariously on the outskirts of Coventry, a full 7.4 miles from Warwick. So, I had to make a decision for this guide. Do I cover Coventry, where the university is, Warwick, that it's named after, or Leamington Spa, where a lot of students seem to live? Or maybe you don't care, you just want to get tanked up for an excellent freshers' fortnight. The university lies in an ancient part of England, famous for Alfred the Great, the Barons' Rebellion, and Shakespeare. Play the Shakespeare music, Scott.
Oh, hang on.
GCSE favourite William Shakespeare used to roam the area, writing histories, comedies, and tragedies. He was very much the Stephen Fry of then.
He really was, actually.
Unlike Stephen Fry, Shakespeare loved the ladies. He was actually married to one, Anne Hathaway. An older Anne Hathaway.
Much older.
It must be an ancestor or something. I assume a family relation of some
weird
kind. Yeah. The university itself wasn't around when Shakespeare was about. It was actually founded in 1965. Back to the normal music, please. And if you want to explore a bit more history, Catherine, you can join the university's Game of Thrones Society.
Oh, wow.
If you like organised crime, then Mafia Sock is for you. And Scott, there's even something for you there. There's even a University of Warwick Dubai Society.
Why?
For all of your cosmetic needs.
Is there?
Yeah, so if you're at uni, that would be the one you sign straight up to.
I'm
You'd be
joining.
Like, Dubai Sock, yes, that's a bit of me.
That's mad.
What I'm saying?
It's called Dubai Sock.
Mate, I don't even know what's going on in there.
If anyone from the university can tell me, because I want to come down.
Now, Freshers Week is all about making friends, friends with benefits, and friends you'll never speak to again after one night. And if you're up for a night out, why not head into Leamington, where clubs include Smack, Neon, and Zephyr. But if you do end up in Shades, be warned, it's not a sunglasses shop. If you're looking to supersize the night, why not take the 25-minute train to Birmingham, where you can attend Super Club, their words not mine, the Custard Factory.
I've been there.
Or God's Kitchen, I bet you have. If you don't fancy the journey, there's always the SU, where, like at other universities, sports clubs and societies get together and drink. For some inexplicable reason, Warwick calls this circling. I don't know. I've not even heard that. It's just like what they call it. Yeah, circling.
Do you know that, like, Catherine?
Never heard of it. Wonder what it means.
Yeah, just be aware. It's the terminology of the uni.
Weird name.
Just a Warwick thing. NFW, maybe.
Normal for Warwick.
Sometimes they get naked, as you well know, Scott. Two words. Warwick Rowers.
Do you know about these?
No.
Warwick Rowers, they do a calendar of
every year.
And they always send it to me.
Yeah.
Which is kind.
It's generally good fun times there. However, I'd like to warn everyone, it was reported in the papers that the swans may be racist.
No real.
Well, obviously no real.
How?
It's been reported that one particular swan at the university's Gibbet Hall campus in Coventry has been attacking international students.
Oh my God.
The white-winged right-wing swan has gained a lot of publicity because of its angry ways, which many have said is just the behaviour of a bird protecting its eggs.
I can't go back.
And while you're in the SU, keep your eyes open for famous ex-uni Warwick persons, including tantric lute-twanging Geordie Sting, Welsh funny person Ruth Jones, former presenter of Up the Arts on Warwick Uni Radio, and now Radio 1 film critic person Ali Plum. And of course, Joseph Ngoot, the Prime Minister of Cameroon, ex-student there.
I'm Cameroonian.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are the chances of this?
Yeah, I think he studied economics.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, it's not it. Give me a minute. And as you enter Warwick for the first time, think this. The motto of the university is the Latin mens agitat molen, which translates to men agitate moles. Not sure why that's the motto, but enjoy this university that, let's not forget, won University Challenge in 2007. Have that, Oxbridge.
Did you love that?
You know what? I'm prepared.
You've learned a lot, I feel.
I'm going to ace it.
Thank you so much for being on. I hope you enjoyed your guide to the University of Warwick.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says you forgot in-betweeners at Warwick Uni shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Well, that's that episode they go to Warwick Uni.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I did forget about that. Annoying.
Thanks, Dan, for pointing that out. God's Kitchen in Birmingham closed quite a long time ago, actually. Yeah. And Alice has been on saying, just so you know, at Warwick Uni, which I'm at, we don't do Freshers Week, it's Welcome Week, a more toned-down version where we overwhelm students with loads of welcomes.
OK.
And there's no pre-drinking in flats there, so circling is not on. I've learned a lot. There's one SU now I don't think it even has a bar anymore. I think it's been turned into a coffee shop. I can't remember which one it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we've been speaking to Lauren this week, who is a fresher. She's like our fresher of the week. And on Tuesday, we spoke to her. Obviously, like, fresher's going out a lot at the moment. It's really on.
Mm.
But we spoke to her on Tuesday, and she was like, yeah, I'm not going out tonight. But then, weirdly, yesterday, Wednesday, couldn't get hold of her at all. And it's kind of important that we do speak to her every day because she is Fresher of the Week. Hey, Lauren. Are you there? Hello? Oh, she's gone again.
This is what I mean. This is what I keep telling everyone. This is what you can expect from a fresher in Freshers Week. They're not going to be consistent with timings and schedules and stuff like that.
Lauren.
Hello.
Oh, you're there. Good. Hi.
Hi.
What happened yesterday?
I ran out.
Oh, you did go out. It's funny that, because I did say on Tuesday's show, you said you were going to stay in, and I was like, yeah, okay, sure, John. And you went out, right?
Yes, I did.
And how was that?
Eventful.
Oh, my God, your voice.
Yes, I'm struggling this morning.
Yeah, you sound
proper
Thursday.
It's not morning, it's 3:45.
You sound proper Thursday on a Freshers Week.
I'm really struggling this morning. It is your morning. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. No, I got up really early this morning because I had a boat trip for my course. Sure.
Did you go out last night?
I did.
Okay, and what about tonight?
Yes.
What?
What's tonight?
Going into Falmouth Town.
I mean, you've really made a whole week of it after saying that you might stay in on Tuesday. You just should have said, you know?
I was trying to be sensible, but I don't think that's possible.
Well, you've got to make sure you're still a little bit sensible with it all. But look, have an amazing rest of your Freshers Week.
Thank you so much.
We've really enjoyed speaking to you this week, Lauren, and like going on the journey with you, apart from on Wednesday when you went AWOL.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's all good. It happens. And do you think your voice is going to last past tomorrow?
No.
I think tomorrow, we're not on tomorrow, but I think tomorrow, possibly. Actually, I might even get you on the chart because I don't think you're going to be able to speak.
No, I don't think I will.
All right, enjoy the rest of your freshers, all right?
Thank you so much, guys.
So nice to speak to you. If you want to be or you know someone who can be Fresher of the Week for next week, then text me. 81199
Scott Mills.
I just want you to know, Chris, that I love you and I care about you. Where's and you're one of my best friends.
Yeah.
You know that. Wasn't best man at the wedding, but almost. What was I again? Usher.
You were head of grooming.
Usher, Usher.
Like head of fashion.
Yeah. And there are some things in life that I can't provide for you. But I can provide this for you.
I don't like the suspense that's coming with this. What is going on?
It was something you asked for earlier, and I've remembered, and I'm now going to present it to you.
And is what? Oh, guys, I feel a bit tired, and Fresh is really on at the moment, yeah. You know?
You're not a Fresher, you're just DJing.
No, just DJing, like.
But it's the same. So here for you, as requested, Shakira.
You're a song written by the hands of God. Don't get me wrong, cause this might sound to you a bit odd, but you own the place where all my thoughts go hiding. Right under your clothes is where I'll find them. Underneath your clothes, there's an endless story.
We are back Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Keep downloading this podcast from BBC Sounds. Thank you. 1!